Well, yes, and welcome once again to the Yates Sales Health Holistic Healthcare Products Show. And I'm your host, Grandpa Bill. And what I'd like to talk about today is the continuation of how spiritual healing and spirituality is a mechanism that bridges the gap with all these fine products that I've been entrenched in for over 25 years in the holistic healthcare field, allowing the body to heal itself. So what I want to do is start the show out here with a quick joke of the day, a quick thought of the day, a quick prayer of the day, and then we'll get into the subjects at hand in the show for today. So the joke of the day, being animal-centric for my granddaughter, it is animal products that we offer over at basales.vpweb.com. What do cats like to eat on a hot day? Why, a mice cream cone. Why do cats always get their own way? They have a friendly persuasion. The thought of the day is embarking on the path to spirituality may not be the easiest, but it certainly is the most fulfilling. People have difficulties embracing their inner spirituality because the everyday stress gets the best of them. And finding peace and happiness in the little joys of life can seem like a lot of work. And results quite often don't seem all that gratifying. The thing that we fail to understand sometimes is that spirituality doesn't simply happen overnight. It truly is a step-by-step process for spiritual thoughts that are ways through which we can get more spiritual every day. Prayer of the day: forgive the past. It is over. Learn from it and let go. People are constantly changing and growing. Do not cling to a limited, disconnected, negative image of a person in the past. See that person now. Your relationship is always alive and changing. Dear God, please, please intervene. Reunite my body with your blessings, with joy and life and strength. Remind me what it was to be safe in my body. And when I cannot hear your reminders, cradle me close and rock me until the pain melts into the comfort of your presence. Amen. Okay, when we come back after a commercial break, we're going to get into the power of a holistic approach to healing, approach to life overall. And talk about the spirit of a holistic approach. I'm going to talk about techniques and breathing, techniques in my BH Sales, Grandpa Bill's workout for geriatrics, and how we're going to encompass that into further introducing you to the earthen clays, totally spring water, green foods, CTFO products, kennel cow products, and more into a healthy diet that encompasses the mind, the body, and the soul. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Thank you. Okay, welcome back to the show, and thanks for joining in today. The show's about 60 minutes in duration today. I want to continue following up on trying to instill this mindset of how spirituality plays into this intricate puzzle that you guys and gals have heard me talk about when it comes to holistic healthcare, how it's really a multi-pieced, my analogy, jigsaw puzzle with all these individual components that have plugged into each other to produce the ultimate big picture of health, if you will. So what BA sells, Kennel Kelp, Grandpa Bill, Ada's Animal Products, what we bring to the proverbial table, especially out there in such a broad-based, ubiquitous audience, and those of you that are listening in by invitation here at the show today with the different facets, my CTFO sales team members, welcome. Those of you that are potential candidates that are here under that premise, welcome. Those of you that are my long-standing clients and have been with me for years, welcome. And I guess what I want to try to do here and get it out of the way and dispense with it quickly for everyone's sake is kind of an audio resume of sorts of what BA Sales has done in the industry over the last 25 years quickly, with extensive knowledge of production of customized blends with my vendor relationships. Many of them have been guests over on my Blog Talk Radio show. You've heard them. I have extensive knowledge and 20 plus years of experience in customizing and optimizing all these blends as an independent ingredient broker and so forth to meet individual customer product specifications and other applications working with my vendors over the years. I've worked with capable, well-trained staffs, their owners, and their working staff in different capacities behind the scenes in the holistic healthcare industry with substantial longevity in the areas of sales, QC, manufacturing, purchasing, logistics. I've worked with many GMP facilities to include one of the intriguing factors of the many on the CTFO business opportunity. All of the products are manufactured in a good manufacturing practice facility. You know about my relationships with another good manufacturing practicing facility over at Effective Natural Products that I've talked about. So the scope of products focused on high demand of human need, the importance for assessment of health and disease, and infectious disease. I've had relationships with many practitioners, had them on my show, dealt with them for years. Heard me talk a lot about Dr. Jeffrey Lee, his research at the City of Hope in Los Angeles for cancer research. Worked with many of his products, our products, collectively over the years. I've brokered product lines that complement and expand all of these different product offerings that I've had to include aromatherapy, pet products, glucosamines over the years. I have a lot of experience with product availability, capacity, flexibility of inventories, how to support customer requirements by manufacturing whenever practical the products, and holding dedicated reserved inventories. You guys have heard me talk about dedicated inventories before. Walking the extra mile, value-added services, doing things that other companies don't. Thus is why I've survived as a sole proprietor for over 25 years. What does make me different? Four distinct auto ship programs being one. customer rewards and incentive programs being two. A self-devised and innovative VHS 5025 program that's saved my clients over the years literally thousands of dollars for themselves, their pets, family members, as they've accumulated and acquired natural products in a good, holistic apothecary medicine chest. Will align myself with stalwart vendors and supplying vendors, physicians, technicians, intuitives, Michael Adams, CWC, ISO Labs, doing a lot of work independently. I work for one in the private sector. I have extraordinary commitment to customers. My experience with customer focus, supported through consistent communication and collaboration to assist in establishing and meeting customer expectations and product specifications, not only for 25 plus years in the holistic healthcare industry, but over 40 in other sales and marketing capacities. Committed to long-term supply and products offered, I have high customer retention. I started literally many innovative programs 4 decades ago by a night hero type of thing, living in the past, established many multi-million dollar companies, getting them off of mine with assistance and inventory control and so forth. This all segues into where we're at now, and as I've done these shows about semi-retirement and where I want to move the spiritual healing element into all of these fine holistic healthcare products for animals and their people. So stay with us. We'll come back after another quick commercial outbreak, and I'll take and talk more about all of these fine holistic healthcare products. Thanks. Be right back. Okay, welcome back to the show. And part of spiritual healing for the mind, body, and soul, encompassing a holistic healthcare approach to life, part of being in tune to it involves the changing of the physical seasons of the calendar year. You guys have seen my podcast shows and my cooking in the kitchen with Grandpa, where I incorporate a lot of these ingredients that I talk about into my diet. And as the seasons change, for instance, autumn is the time for the harvest and a period for gathering in peacefulness. And the work of the spring and summer has introduced the bounty of the earth, especially in the agrarian world for farmers, if you will, over the millennium history. This should be a time of enjoyment and also delight in eating and cooking, provided you do both healthfully. You should start to prepare yourself for the onset of winter, which comes way too rapidly for all of us, and start contemplating the comfort warming foods that give the energy to the body. And the energy of the body is in the skin and the hair. Kelp is a big contributing factor. Sea vegetables for the reinforcement of nail strength, hair strength. And if you incorporate dental kelp, as you've heard in the outtake, it's good for humans too. And to your cooking, autumn is the time to enjoy one's harvest, if you will. The jury's out on root vegetables. I'll segregate talks about root vegetables in other episodes, but I would increase root vegetables in good quality vegetables per se that come under the umbrella of the autumn harvest. Decrease this consumption of all your summertime enemies, beer, fruit juices, iced tea that you may have taken in excess during the summer, hot dogs, hamburgers, cookouts, that stuff. You may want to entertain having miso soup with seaweed, wakame, or kombu regularly to add the minerals, the trace minerals that are so vital to the body. And have cooked grains for breakfast. In one of my exposés, you saw me do basmati rice and beans. And I actually also added the protein of eggs and the healthy fat of avocado in the same dish in that video. Grandpa's cooking in the kitchen with Grandpa. Especially if you have not done so during the hotter months, if you haven't incorporated grains for breakfast, you might want to get on the stick with the change of the season, last quarter of the calendar year, and increase the use of pungent or spicy foods in your cooking, ginger, curry, tarragon, peppers, chili, broccoli, and onions, you pick. We'll talk more about recipes in another episode. And I ask for you submitting recipes to me. It is one of the many customer rewards and incentive programs that I offer, a 15% discount for any successful recipes that you found for your pet and or yourself. And those are all good in the way of virtual vouchers to future purchases as well. Quickly, when winter is around the corner, winter is a time for reflection. Gets into the spiritual part that I'll talk about wrapped around another break here in a moment. Conservation of energy and a time to be warm and nourished. The energy of plants is dormant in the ground, and all of the vegetables in a temperate climate zone have been harvested as you approach winter for the most part. Symptoms are often at their worst in the cold flu season, so the energy of the body is in the bones. Winter is a time to rest and review. Increase the use of grains and good, healthy, organic vegetables, preferably from a local farmer if you can attain them to do so. Strongly suggest the Health Ranger powders for green foods. Michael King from Vitality Herbs and Clay, been a guest on my show, will be soon again. Strongly recommend his herbs and clays, incorporating him into the diet. Again, you can see my videos over at my podcast, Grandpa Bill's Gardens and Grows, cooking in the kitchen with Grandpa. So these help warm you, as do the cooking techniques. Pressure cooking is a good one. I'll get into that somewhere as we broach winter. Baking, sauteing, deep frying to a certain degree. You can do modification and moderation, incorporating some elements of deep fried food. We'll still get away with that. I'll talk about that later. You can use tamari or soy sauce or miso or preferably kelp that you've seen in my videos for salt flavoring as a substitute. And decrease the consumption of fruit juice and raw foods. I talk about that, the dichotomy of how good raw foods are for you, but how you want to, at the same time, abate your consumption of the subject for another show in full depth another time. You need very little of this food during a cold winter if you prepare it properly. And if you continue to have fresh green vegetables daily to provide the vitamins and minerals and the chlorophyll needed, that abates depression with the onset of darkness and a long winter season as well. And people who work out of doors may need to eat these types of food daily, substituting for the lacking, the diminishing light source as the days get diminished in the light during the duration. So do not overuse salt substances, or it may make you feel cold while you're out in the cold. And continue to emphasize root vegetables and long, slow cooking. We'll get into pressure cooking and so forth in another episode. Stay with us. Take another commercial break. We'll come back and we'll talk more about how this all plays into a good, strong, healthy immune system and digestive system. Thank you. We'll be right back.
I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit kennelkelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.